In 90 seconds, Jackie Galloway fires off 25 roundhouse kicks that could easily shatter wood, glass, plaster, a dinner plate. Lucky for us, she's aiming at a training bag. Jackie's roundhouse is lethal, but this lefty has an even sharper weapon in her arsenal.
A cut kick, which is kind of like a pushing motion, like a jab kind of for boxing, is one of my strengths, so I'm definitely a lefty in front.
A quick cut kick helps Jackie control a sparring match, which is exactly what she wants. She explains how points are awarded at this level of Taekwondo competition.
Body kicks are 1 point and face kicks are 3 points. But then if you do a spinning move to the body, it's 3 points as well, or a spinning move to the face is 4 points.
Not a sport for the faint of heart. Taekwondo originated in Korea, but has only been an Olympic sport since 2000. The intensity of a fight is part of the reason Jackie loves Taekwondo.
It's also strategic, and it's really, you have to be fight intelligently. You can't just get out there and start swinging.
Jackie's a testament to that. Her training schedule is brutal. Daily workouts during the school year, thrice daily training sessions all summer long. She's from Wiley and works out at a school in Garland. Jackie just finished her freshman year at SMU, where she studies biomedical engineering, and she's a member of the rowing team.
So I would train like strength and conditioning kind of stuff with them, and then come do Taekwondo in the evenings. So I'm very busy usually with training all the time.
She's just as busy competing. Jackie left for Paraguay yesterday and will compete in the Australian Open a few weeks later. Then it's off to South Korea for the University Games, then Canada for the Pan American Games, then back to Korea for the Korean Open, all by July 22nd. Each time she medals at a major tournament, Jackie earns points for her world ranking. In her weight division, she's number one in the U.S. She's ranked in the top eight internationally.
And I need to be top six by the end of this year.
That would lock down a spot at the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. She bagged a bronze medal last week in Russia at the World Taekwondo Championships, which should boost her world ranking to seventh. Jackie's a 5'10 middleweight, but she's actually a little short for her bracket. Then there's the huge grin, painted fingernails, and intricate braid woven into her ponytail. On this particular day at the Taekwondo studio, she kneels to help a 4-year-old whose belt was unfortunately tied in an oversized bow. She's warm and friendly, but get her talking about competition and there's ice in her veins.
I have Jackie that's normal, like myself, and then when I compete, it's different, a different mindset and a different competitor's attitude. I don't feel like I'm, you know, stuck in one path. I don't have to always be hardcore in everything I do, but when I fight, I am.
And fight she will, as hard as she can, for a shot at the Olympics. Hey! Courtney Collins, KERA News.